The Beaver Fever front end, Brian Schultz, BSU men's hockey team travels to Colorado Springs to take on the CC Tigers. Defenseman Jake Arashenko with us. After you guys played so well in Omaha 2 weeks ago, did you guys want last week off or did you want to get right back on the ice last weekend?
You know, it was good to have a week off. I think we had a good week of practice last week. We worked on our skills, and you know, I think we're ready to go to CC and have a good weekend.
You guys have had some success against them lately. Is there a reason why?
You know, I think we match up well against them, and I think, you know, when they came here last year, we did really well, and I think we need to take what we did here last year and bring it to CC this weekend.
Big ice is always a little different. With them in particular, with their speed and their size, how is the big ice different?
You know, there's a lot more room out there. You know, they can skate well. You know, they're a little more patient than UNO was last weekend, but you know, they're really smart with the puck, and we're gonna have to skate well this weekend.
Goalies say that the biggest change from NHL size to Olympic size is just angles of shots. For a defenseman, what's different?
Well, it's angles again. You know, that extra 7.5 feet on your side makes a big difference. You know, going 1-on-1 and you know, and also carrying the puck, but. You know, it's advantageous for the defenseman as well. You know, there's more room, but you have more time to, you know, to react as well. So, you know, it's it goes both ways.
You guys are typically a team that when you're in trouble, it's off the glass and get the thing out.
Yep.
That's a lot easier to do on Olympic-sized ice, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I think we're going to have a little bit more time than, you know, a regular sheet. But, you know, again, we just have to stick to the way we play, and good things will happen.
How long did it take into that Omaha series before you realized how badly they wanted to beat you guys finally?
You know, we've had that feeling for, you know, the past 2 years. You know, since I've been here, we've played really well against them, and you know, we've had some fortunate bounces, and we've worked really hard, and I think you know, we've played really well against them.
I thought the fourth line in Omaha was a very steady line, a very productive line. It did exactly what they were supposed to do when they were out there. Do you agree?
Yeah, you know, you know, I wouldn't really call them a fourth line. I feel like our lines are, you know, our depth is, you know, it's just unbelievable this year. And I think, you know, that fourth line could play, you know, second line if they wanted to, or first line. You know, I think everybody has trust in our lines that, you know, they can step up whenever they need to.
You ready for the thin air?
You know, it's a big change, but after Thursday practice, I think we'll be good.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.